Hello, Dave Santoro.
Hi, Dave. This is Nadine. I just missed your call. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Thanks for calling back. I had a couple questions for you. I thought I'd reach out to you.
Yeah. Yeah. How can I help?
Well, maybe you can help. I mean, I get a lot of calls from people who say they're affiliated with Google, but for some reason, I don't know. I think you're authentic and maybe you can actually do something.
So, yeah, a lot of companies, Steve, they'll call you. So just to be very, very clear, and I know I had explained this last time, but I always like to kind of go over it anyways, right? No one that calls you is actually like working for Google. They are not Google. Now be aware that there are companies that'll tell you that they are Google. Google will never call the general public directly. What they're going to do is they work with corporations like Target, Walmart, Macy's, okay? So there's companies like our company that is a Google channel partner. What that means, Dave, is that we've met Google's requirements to be a channel partner of theirs, which Google now allows us to combine our services with their advertising. So just to be clear, like, we don't work for Google, right? What we do is we assist businesses. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure because I know a lot of calls could be confusing, right, that you're getting. So does that kind of clarify?
That clarifies it, but that's what I thought anyway. So
good.
Unfortunately, even companies such as yourself sometimes I think are not even authentic, but I think yours is.
Yeah, we're based out of Fountain Valley, California. That is where you will find the majority of Google channel partners is in California, and that's because Google's headquarters is in California, right? In fact, I believe, Dave, we're one out of, I know before it was one out of 40, but since then, I believe it's now like one out of 25 that are Google channel partners.
Right.
So,
okay.
And that's within the United States.
Yeah.
What other questions did you have? Did you ever get the email I sent you by chance?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay, good, good.
Well, the questions I have are, since you're really familiar with how Google works, I guess, I'm having a problem with the fact that when I go on my page, I have to see other people's advertising while I'm trying to do something on my own page, right in the middle of mine, you know, and that's something that just started like maybe last year or something. What page are you talking about?
On one of your directories or on your actual Google Business Profile page?
My actual Google Business Profile page. Like, you know, if I get a message to update something on my page and I go to my page, that happens. Or even if I type in my name, David J. Santoro, Inc., I'll get my page, but I'll also get other people's advertising there. And that shouldn't happen, you know, so that aggravates me to begin with. But I also I also think I need to do something because I'm not getting calls for heating and cooling. I'm getting plumbing calls. I am a licensed plumber, but that's not what I'm advertising. So something's wrong there somewhere. Maybe the AdWords or something need to be changed. I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about like your keywords and search terms. So, okay, let's kind of clarify what you're currently doing right now. So, are you running any type of Google ads?
No paid Google ads. No, not right now.
Okay. And then let's see here. I'm trying to pull up your Google Business Profile here so that way I can see. Now, there we go. Okay. So here's what I have found. Okay. There are two Google Business Profiles. Now, one of them says David J. Santoro, Inc., has 6 reviews, has the correct website attached, and then there's another one right underneath of it, and that one has 1 Google review, same website. Okay, so first off, it has you listed as a HVAC contractor. Is that like your primary?
Yes.
Okay. So then that's good. But yeah. Let me ask you this. So there's 2 Google business profiles. A while back, this could have been a long time ago, but who created one of these? Did you create both of these Google business profiles, or did you work with a company in the past, Dave?
I did, and what happened was Google would not verify one of them.
Okay.
For whatever reason. I mean, going way back now, if you can follow me on this.
Okay.
Years and years ago, I created my own with Google, and that was fine. But then they became specific with address, and they wanted verification. So I tried to verify it with with a Hamilton entity, and they kept telling me that I had to advertise an Egg Harbor City address, which I didn't want to do. So at that point, somewhere along the line, I also had to prove to them. I remember sending a picture of a yard sign just to prove to them who I was. And somehow that other listing remained, and the one that I recently modified more, or not recently, that was years ago too, but that was a newer one. That was the one that was more the one that I, you know, really felt good about having a listing for, and I didn't really care about the fact that the other one was just kind of there, and it still doesn't bother me.
Right. Well, the reason that I mentioned those two, okay, because when I do a search, it's going to pull up whatever is associated with your business, but the reason why I mentioned it is because typically having 2 business profiles with the same phone number, same business name, same website, what that tends to do is it hurts you more than help you, right? Because it's as if Google's thinking it's 2 different companies, and what eventually could happen, okay, is Google could red flag it and suspend them, because Google doesn't want profiles out there with the same phone number, same business name, right? They want you to have 1 profile. So what we typically do, Dave, is we merge those 2 profiles so that you only have 1 profile, okay? And typically it's keeping the profile that has the most reviews on it. I mean, That's typically what we do, right? It's not a bad thing, you know. It's just that we always do that. Whenever we work with a company that has, like, I've seen some companies that have 3 of them, right? And what happens is they've worked with a company in the past that instead of that business doing it correctly and running Google ads for them or Facebook ads, they've turned around and created these different Google profile pages to put them in different areas. And by them doing that, they're hurting that business rather than helping it, because now it looks like they're different businesses, right?
Yeah.
And
gotcha.
So we've had to go in when they've signed up with us and kind of clean it up. So we've had to, you know, fix it to where we've merged the 3 of those into 1 profile. And so, and it's not that it's not a hard fix or anything like that. It's just something that we've had to clean up, right? So that's why I mentioned it. Now,
yeah,
you're right.
I got you. And it's something that makes sense to me, but on my end of it, not being as familiar with things or having that business, it's scary, because once I tell somebody to start fooling around with it, I'm afraid of what might happen. So, you know, at that point, I'm passing my feelings on to you, saying, yes, I'd like to do that, but I am a little bit scared of doing it.
Of course. And listen, and I'm going to tell you, I mean, yes, it might take a little bit of time, right? Only because it's a merge, okay? One thing I can tell you is this, Dave, as long as you're working with a Google channel partner, if we ever ran across any problems, we have a Google representative, okay? And that's part of being a channel partner. So we have someone that we reach out to if there should be any issue, right? So
good.
That's the benefits of working with a Google Channel partner, is that, you know, because our technicians are highly trained and certified. So we've had to jump through the hoops with Google just to be a channel partner of theirs. Now, having that Google Channel partnership is helpful, because if there was an issue, right, we have a representative that we can reach out to assist us. Like, hey, something's going on with this. We need you guys to kind of step in and help, right?
Well,
so that's the benefit
of it.
Yeah,
definitely. That's what I need, to be affiliated with somebody that has that ability.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know, and one thing right now, we would just be managing it. We're not becoming owners of your profiles. And I'm assuming you have access to both of those, right? Those two profiles?
Well, I haven't really accessed the one that only has one review for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know why.
But you got the access to the one with the 6 reviews.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, beautiful.
But see, what
okay.
what that is, when I get access to it, I wind up with these other contractors popping up on my page. That's what I'm trying to get rid of. Is that possible?
You know, I think it's strange that you're getting those. I've never heard anyone mention that. I could ask, and the technician actually can kind of go over that. I know, like, specifically, like, you might see people's Google ads, right? And I think that's with any industry, you know? I'm talking with business owners and even consumers, right? I'm constantly seeing ads.
Here's the other thing. The big issue is when someone Googles my name and they want to see what I'm about, or they want to find me on Google, they want to look at my reviews or whatever, they're not going to see me, you know, right away. They're going to see my name, but then right away they're going to see whoever pops up next. It's like, you know, a whole bunch of other companies, and they're going to think, oh, well, I'll just call one of them, you know. And
well, one thing I will tell you is this, okay, just to be very clear, you will never be the only one listed on Google, right? Many companies listed there, right?
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about my page. If you Google my name, I'm the only one that should pop up with my name, you know, under
with
my
your
name.
Right? I only saw when I typed in your company name, right?
Yeah.
The only thing I found your website. Okay, I see your Home Advisor profile. This is just by typing in just your company name. I typed in David J. Santoro Inc. Okay, so here's what I found. I found the link to your website. I see the link to your Angie's Leads, the link to your Yelp. I see your LinkedIn, okay, profile. And then underneath of that, I see your two Google Business profile pages. Nextdoor I see. And then I also see Networks, Yellow Pages profile, okay? This is what I found. I didn't find anybody else listed there. Now, if I'm typing in, okay, I typed in plumbing. In your zip code, the 08217. And I do that because it's as if I'm looking, like, in your area, right? It's like if I'm looking from that location, okay?
Well, don't type in 08217, because I advertised in Hamilton even though I'm in Elwood, which is 08217.
Okay. In Hamilton?
Hamilton, 08037.
Okay. Let me go back.
And that's another thing I need to fix, because if you type in 08217, you're going to get Egg Harbor City. And that's really not, you know, what I want to show up. But maybe something can be done about it. I don't know.
So when you pin verified the business, where did you pin verify it?
I think I used my post office box at my local post office, which is the Hamilton zip code.
There is no way you could have used that. Google would have never pin verified you there.
Well, I think they did anyway. But I can leave that alone. That's not even an issue right now. I can't use my physical address because they don't deliver through the Elwood Post Office here. It becomes an Egg Harbor city, which is, you know, that's why I'm a little aggravated with the whole situation. And I could have used another address of even a friend or associate.
Uh-huh.
That was a Hamilton address, but that would have been a flat out untruth. So I used my actual post office box, local post office zip address on Route 30 to verify it.
Let me see something. What was the zip code?
The zip
is
not
the 08217. It's
no,
which one?
I'd have to go. If you can hang on a second, I'll find out what.
It's okay. Or just spell out the city, because I'm trying to type it in and it's giving me all these other different suggestions.
Yeah, 08217 is Elwood.
Yes.
But you're gonna see when you type in Elwood, you're gonna probably get Egg Harbor City of 08215 as well. And that's not necessarily what, you know.
No, even if you just spell out the city name, because I'm trying to spell it out and Google's giving me all these different suggestions and I want to act as if I'm in that location searching.
Okay, well, search 08037. That would be Hamilton. 08-O-N-T-O-N.
Okay. 08037, right? Hamilton. Okay,
right.
There you go.
Right.
I know Google starts giving you all these different suggestions. I'm like, that's not what I want. Okay, so just to kind of give you an idea, right? For plumbing, the ones that I see Mr. Reuter Plumbing, Dennis LaSasa Jr. Plumbing, Aquarius Plumbing, Myers, Gordon Plumbing. And you probably are familiar with some of these companies. These are the ones that I'm actually seeing on the first page, right? I am finding you, however, on the second page, okay, for plumbing, if I was looking for a plumber in that zip code.
I don't care about plumbing. All I want to know is what I can do for HVAC.
Well, earlier you said I'm not coming up for plumbing,
and I do
HVAC.
I said I'm coming up for plumbing and not HVAC, which is what.
Oh, okay. Well, then I must have misunderstood you. My apologies. Let me look at the HVAC.
Oh, you're like everybody else. They think because I have a plumbing license that's all I want to do.
No. I must have misunderstood you. I'm not assuming that's all you do, Dave.
No, I'm being sarcastic, but that's my big problem. See, I try to avoid that, but no matter what I do, as long as somewhere in there my name has HVAC, you know, heating, cooling, and plumbing, they're going to call me for plumbing and not the HVAC. I don't know why.
No, they should be calling you. So what it is based off of your keywords and search terms, because there's many businesses out there that do what you do, but a lot of them might just focus on the plumbing side of it because they got enough HVAC, right? They're going to change their keywords. They're going to put multiple keywords that have to do with plumbing. With you, in your case, you can focus on plumbing, HVAC, whatever you want. Really, to be quite honest with you, you can focus on just the HVAC, right?
Well,
if you don't want any plumbing at that moment.
That's what I've been trying to do, but it seems, like I said, that there's two things going on. Number one, I'm not getting the HVAC calls, which I was getting up until about 3 or 4 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And others are popping up when I type in my own name. So those were the two issues. Now, if I have to do some kind of paid advertising to improve that or change that, maybe I'll do that, you know, but you're the expert on that.
Yeah. I'm taking a look. What I would recommend, so I know the package I had sent to you was our platinum package because that included both the Google and Facebook marketing, right? So just to kind of go over that package, Dave, what that one included was the first page placement on Google, which we would be managing your keywords and search terms, right? It included content on Bing. It also included the Facebook ads. Facebook ads are basically going to retarget anyone who has performed a search on Google for your services, and even if they didn't call you, but they went to Facebook and they're just looking at pictures or stories, right? That's when they would see your ad appear. Now, your ad would show up on their desktop. It'll also show up on their mobile device. So they call it retargeting. It's like constantly reminding them, you are looking for an HVAC company or HVAC service, right? Here's a company that offers it. So it's that constant reminder. So those are Facebook ads, right? And it's a click-to-call ad. So once they click on it, they'll be calling you directly. Or we could even direct them to your website if you wanted. Okay. Other directories that we list you on are directories like Yelp, which I know you already have a profile there. So we wouldn't be creating you a new one. We would just update your information if we're updating it anywhere else. We also include Apple, Yahoo, Bing. We make sure that your website is always attached where we promote your business. We also include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and we give you exposure on mobile devices that covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So it would pretty much cover all of your bases. Now, you always have the option, right, if you wanted to do Google ads. I recommend the Facebook ads, Dave, because I feel like that's going to give you the better conversion rate. And I say that because Google ads across all industries, you're looking at about a 4% conversion rate, okay? When you compare it to Facebook ads are a 9% conversion rate. So it's double the conversion rate. And especially in your industry, I mean, you guys are saturated, right, with HVAC companies, plumbers, and all of that.
Yes,
there's a lot of them. So I feel like Google ads is going to be way too much more competition for you, and it's not going to be as high as a conversion rate as opposed to us doing the Facebook ads instead. So
I have
Facebook.
Not to interrupt you. I have a Facebook page.
I believe you do. Yeah, I think I saw it from your, let me go back to it. I believe I had seen it from your, just go back here. I believe I saw it.
The Facebook page, I created that Facebook page years ago with Dave Santoro Inc., not David J. Santoro Inc., and Google has me listed as David J. Santoro Inc. That's the only way that, you know, people can find me.
Uh-huh. So what we typically do, and we get, you have access to the Facebook page, right?
Not anymore. I don't even know how to access it anymore.
Who created it for you? Do you remember?
Yeah, I did, but I can't, I don't know where the information is, like the, you know, the password, the access and all that, that I would need to access that page right now. I couldn't even do it.
Okay. There is a way, so you go on your regular Facebook, right?
Yeah, occasionally.
Okay.
Not as much as I used to.
Okay. So, and I'll tell you, there is a way that you can do it because when that Facebook page was created, you would have had to have created it through your personal page, right? So there's
okay.
A setting that when you go to your personal profile, there is a setting for you where you could select what profile you want to go under. And it'll give you like a drop-down option where it'll allow you to switch to your business profile. And typically, if you don't remember the password, there should be a way that you could request to reset it. Let me see a quick second here. Let me ask, see if one of my managers is available. Their own Facebook business page and can't remember the Let me see if he can respond to me on that. Did you need to grab that real quick?
Go ahead. Away.
I won't hang up. No. Go ahead.
Hello. Okay. Nobody that I need to talk to. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because, you know, you're running a business too, right?
Right. I'm trying. Yeah.
You're silly. Okay. Hi. Well, a business page does not have a password. It's attached to a personal profile.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. He has access to, okay. So he says that your business page does not have a password. It is attached to your personal profile. So you have access to his personal profile. To his personal page. So he just needs to switch to the business. Okay, so he says you're not going to have a password for the business one. Okay, so he does have yes. Okay, so there is going to be, like how I was telling you on the profiles, because my aunt has it too. So when you log into your Facebook and click on pages, it should come up there. So when you're logging into like your Facebook, right, it'll give you like, oh, what profile do you want to go into? So there's the option to go into your personal profile page or to go into your Facebook business page. It's going to be in one of your settings. Let me see if I can tell you. Like, if you're looking at it from your desktop, right? When you're on your desktop, like on your actual computer, and you're looking at your personal profile, okay, your Facebook profile, you're on that profile page, you look at the top right-hand corner where your profile picture, your profile picture will be like a little picture up at the top right. And there's this down arrow. When you click on that down arrow, it's going to tell you. It'll have your personal profile there, and then it'll say switch. When you go to switch, it'll switch it to your business profile. That's how you get in there.
Okay, and once I do that, I can make changes on that business profile?
Yes, sir. Yeah, because it's your profile. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thanks for helping refreshing my memory.
Yeah.
On that.
No worries. Yeah, of course, no worries. Yeah, that's the because I thought, well, is he going to have, but he said no, you wouldn't have like a password set for that. Because all business profiles, I know for a fact, are all created through a personal page, right? So this way you still have access to it. So you have the ability to switch from your personal Facebook page to your business one and from your business one back to your personal. That's what's cool about it, and it simplifies it. So you're not having to remember all these different passwords and logins, right? That would drive me crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, these days we all have so many passwords and logins, it's ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. I set up all my husband's passwords, and one day I was trying to log in to set up an appointment for him because he does dialysis and he has to do follow-up with his oncologist too from his cancer that he had previously. And I'm like, Anthony, did you change your password? He's all, I couldn't remember the password, and I was trying to look at a test result. I said, honey, all you had to do was ask me. Now I need the new password. So now I got to keep that logged in somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, exactly. I feel like I got all these different passwords that I got to remember. So, and you know, they always say don't keep it, you know, like the same password for everything because of hackers and all that. But it's just like, if I have so many different passwords, I mean, I don't know which one's which.
Yeah, I must have probably 30 different passwords.
Oh my gosh. I know. I try to keep like the one that I'm going to remember, but it's so hard. But yeah, so that's the way to do that. Okay. So that way you can update it. So you do have access to it. You just got to switch your profile. Yeah. Okay.
Very good. We're doing good. So
yeah.
You know, maybe I'm not looking at what you sent me as far as the email goes. Can you refresh my memory on the dollar amount of what that
yes,
may cost?
Yes, of course. And I'll resend it to you as well. So what it is for that package, you're looking at $299 a month. It's a true fixed flat rate. And it's going to have the one-time setup fee of $99. So what it would be to get it started would be $398. Now, every month after that, you are only going to be paying the $299 a month, okay? There's no contracts. We are, as I mentioned in the past, we're just going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. We call it a two-month verbal agreement. But, Dave, you are paying monthly, okay? If you ever decide, listen, I need to pause it or I just want to cancel and part ways, the only thing we're going to ask is that you at least call 3 business days before that billing is due so this way you don't incur that charge. And we part as friends. That's it. We're not going to hold you hostage. We don't work like that. And you're also going to have what's called a tracking and reporting system, which is going to allow you to track all of your calls, okay? All the keywords you're listed for, you'll be able to see it through your client dashboard. You can see how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad. If you want to go on that client dashboard, you want to add more keywords or you want to change them. If you want to run promotions, you want to change any of your content, you will be able to do so. Okay, Dave? But you will always have the assistance of your account management team. So as I mentioned, you will have a team that is dedicated to your account here within our company. We do not outsource it. So we're always available to you Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, which is Pacific Standard Time. And, well, in fact, you are actually 3 hours ahead of us. So we are always here for you 10 to 7, Monday through Friday, even on holidays. Only holidays, we observe very few holidays. So like Christmas Day is one of them, right? New Year's Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day. So those are typically the only ones that we observe. You know, oh, and Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, but I mean, other than that, we're working all the time, you know?
Workaholics like me, yeah. Well,
yeah. I'll tell you, when I used to run a catering business, I told my husband I couldn't wait for Monday to roll around because, you know, we worked weekends. He and I did this years ago before he got sick. And, man, I looked forward to Mondays because I felt like now I could rest.
Yeah. A couple of quick questions. If I did, well, first of all, could I pay you just to straighten things out and not go with the monthly rate or not? And then afterwards, like if I did sign up for that $299 a month and I canceled it, would that affect my own ability to do things on my site, on my page, without your intervention?
Yeah, I mean, we don't just go in and fix things. I mean, this is typically, we're talking about the first page placement on Google. That's predominantly what we do. But when we're doing that, we're also updating and merging, you know, profiles if there's more than one, right? Because they run like what's a scan. The scan is called like a name address cleanup. What they do is they make sure that everything is uniform because Google also gives you like these, they call them kind of like citations. So they give you this credit. It's kind of like kudos when your information is consistent across the board, right? Google likes for business name, phone number to be consistent. They recognize that more. Now, our program being month to month, right? We're talking about making sure that you're listed always on that first page as an option for people to call you directly when they're in need of that service at that moment. Now, if you were to decide, you know what, I just want to part ways. I don't want to do this anymore. Like I said, you would just call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged and we part as friends. That's it. You know, you're done. Okay?
And how does that affect me retro or does it?
The only thing that would happen is eventually over time, you wouldn't be on the first page. Over time, then you would drop from the first page because of the fact that we're no longer servicing it, right? We're not keeping it on that first page. And your Facebook ads, well, those would disappear because we're not servicing them, right? But as far as like your content and all of that, none of that will go away. We don't have a way of like erasing it or anything. And it, the management is back to you. You know what I mean? You're still the owner of that profile. We can't, we don't become owners of it. You're just listing us as managers so that way we can update it, optimize it, and maintain it on that first page. Okay? So even if you were to cancel, I'm sorry?
It would still stay merged,
Oh, yeah, yeah. It would still stay merged, yeah. It wouldn't revert back to what it was before. In other words, like, it's not going to go back to having two different profiles. It would stay merged as the one profile. And then what we also do, too, Dave, is we help you, like, with your reviews, right? So we could even simplify it for you where we can create this tiny URL that you could either text or email to your clients, ask them to leave your review. They click on it, and it'll automatically post to your Google profile. So even if you generated reviews, right, during the time that you were with us, your reviews are not going to disappear. All your content stays. So it doesn't go back to, like, the six reviews. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we don't have a way of erasing any of that stuff or reverting it back. It's just the only thing that would happen is eventually you would fall off the first page because we're not servicing it to keep it there, yep. And your Facebook ads would go away because we're not managing them. That's it. We don't tinker with your website. We just ensure that that website is listed wherever we list your business. So, like, we list you on Apple, right, which is another popular directory. We don't list you on all these. Like, you know, there's so many directories out there, but a lot of these directories that are out there will create spam calls for you. So we don't list you on directories that are going to generate all these spam calls. In other words, we're listing you on the most popular directories that people utilize. Apple, Yelp, Yahoo.
I wonder if they're getting so many spam calls. I got you. All right. Yeah, that's okay. I got it. You don't have to spend any more time with that. I know you're probably limited, but,
it's okay.
I think what I'd like to do is, you know, try it for the 2 months and see what happens. And, you know, that's about it. If I want to cancel, I just call you back and say cancel it 3 days.
You could call me, or typically you would call customer service, but if you're more comfortable calling me, I send them the message and they would just call you to verify with you. Okay, Dave, we're just calling you to confirm that you want to go ahead and cancel your services. So. Customer service is who you'll always contact with any changes, updates, questions, concerns in regards to your account. You're always going to have my contact information. So even if you needed to talk to someone urgently, you couldn't wait, you can call me and I would just get the message over to them. I wouldn't be able to make the change because I'm just what's considered the lead on the account, but I always still provide my information just so that, you know, you have it for your record. So I can get the message to them as well. Okay.
That's good. I like the fact that I can contact you.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, I might not be able to make the change, but I'm more than happy to get the message over to them and say, hey, Dave needs you to call him like as soon as someone is available, he's got an issue on his account or whatever the case may be. Okay. So I do have you, the same email is still the mrseer@aol.com. That's still a good email for you.
Correct, yes.
Okay. So I sent out that one email again, the one with the Google and Facebook marketing and the subject part, and now I'm sending you the one that says client dashboard. All that one does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system, Dave, so that way you're familiar with how the reports will look. So I sent you those two emails, okay? Now, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And then this phone number is also a good number for you to receive text messages. Is that correct, the one that we're speaking on?
What number are you showing?
I have 609-561-0288. Is that a good number to receive text messages to?
Yeah, that's fine. Or my cell. You probably have.
Well,
that
what
too.
Do you prefer for me? Because I'm going to send you these three text messages. So what would be the best number? Like when we're speaking with you, because this is like your business number, right? The one that we're talking on now.
Well, yes and no, it is. I mean, that's what I advertise, but it's not usually a phone that's with me, let's say, during the day. So
okay.
I will get the text messages, but if it's an urgent thing, then I won't get it right away.
Okay, so let's clarify this. So the one that's listed for the business is this number, the 609-561-0288. Now, let's say, Dave, we have an update on your account or for your client interview. What is the number that you would want us to call or text?
609-513-3220.
609-513-3220, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So let me update that. Now, anytime that we have an update on your account, we're going to call that number. We'll send a text message to that number. If we left you a message, we might send you a text saying, hey, Dave, when you get a chance, please call us or blah, 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 right? For your client interview, that will also be the phone number that we will call. So anytime anything associated with your account and we need to speak with you, we're going to call that number. Okay. The other phone number is going to be the one listed for the business. Okay.
All right. Good.
Okay. Perfect. Now on that phone number that you just gave me, I'm going to send you these three text messages. I don't know. Do you have the phone with you right now?
Yes. I'm speaking on it.
Perfect. Okay. Good. So as I'm sending these, once you receive all three, just let me know so that way I know you received all three text messages. So the first text is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension so that you have that for your records. Awesome. The second text has the number to customer service. So again, if you have an update, change, question, concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service. And it shows our hours Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Remember, it's always going to be 10 to 7 your time. And the last text is going to have this link to a YouTube video. And the video, I would say it's about maybe 6 minutes long. I recommend that when you have time, watch the video. It's just going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. It's nothing complicated. I just want you to get familiar with it. Okay? So I sent you the link to that. You got all three?
Got all three.
Beautiful. Now, I have your first name is David. Santoro is your last name. Do you typically have the J, like, within your I guess, legal name?
Yeah, well, it's funny you should mention that. It wasn't on my birth certificate, but it is everywhere else.
So,
I was baptized with it, you know, and
really?
With it when all
no
through my
way.
Whole life. Yeah, and then when I went to get my will made up, my attorney said, hey, you know what, it's not on your birth certificate. So, but it is. That's my name, David J. I'm serious. David J. Santoro.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. My mom, you know, back in the day, they messed up on birth certificates during her time because her name was supposed to be Emilia. They named her Amelia. I mean, they put down my grandma as being a Mexican, and she wasn't. My grandma's Spanish. My grandma's family's from Spain. So it was, like, all messed up. I told my mom, do you even exist? Her name was supposed to be Isabella. They named her Isabel. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It was, like, crazy.
Yeah, that's weird. I think that. But, see, I was born in 1950, so back then I'm lucky they even made records.
My mom was in 45. She was born in 45. Yeah. Oh, it's even worse. We couldn't find my grandfather's birth certificate because I guess where the town that he was from in Mexico, back then during the revolution, they burned the house that had the records. So the only thing that they had for my grandfather was his baptismal certificate.
Wow.
So that's how he was able to, like, get himself legalized and everything here in the United States. Yeah, it was crazy because the birth certificates back then when my grandfather, it was like, it like showed your who your great-grandparents were, your great-great-grandparents, your baptismal name. And back then, they did, like, it was weird. You did your confirmation and your baptism the day that you were baptized, which I thought was kind of weird because, I mean, I went to Catholic school. Like, I did my confirmation when I was considered an adult in the church, right?
Right, right.
So, but yeah, in his time, like, you did that. The only other sacrament he had to do, of course, was his first communion as he was a little bit older. But I was like, why would you get confirmed at the same time? That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Although, recently, I think it depends on certain factors, like, maybe if somebody goes to RCIA and they convert, then
yes.
they can get baptized and confirmed at the same time, something like that.
My husband did that. My husband actually did that. I'm in my second marriage. So my husband, what happened was he was baptized Catholic. His mom started going to a Christian church, right? Nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's fine. But when we were getting married, my first marriage wasn't through the Catholic church. And I told my husband, look, if we're going to get married, I want to do it right. And I want to get married by church. And so, yes, I actually had to send a letter to the archdiocese so that way to show proof that I was not married. This is the chapel I was married at. It was like a bunch of hoops we had to jump through, right? But my husband already at the time, his sister married an Italian. His family is very devout Catholic. And he was going to get married by church. So she had to go through her sacraments. And my husband and their other brother was like, you know what? We want to join in with you, with their sisters. So the three of them were going to adult RCIA classes. So they did the first communion and their confirmation. Honestly, he would come home and say, oh, honey, did you know this? I'm all, you know how long ago it was I did my confirmation? Like, I was in high school. You know what I mean?
Me
but,
too, yeah.
Yeah, but it was awesome. It was such a beautiful ceremony.
That's great. That's cool.
Right? So, not to get off subject.
You got remarried in the Catholic Church then, huh?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, well,
because this is what I told my husband. I believe that that's why my first marriage wasn't blessed, because it wasn't, I don't feel it was anointed. You know what I mean? And I don't feel it was blessed.
Yeah.
And I told him if I'm going to get married again, I'm doing it the right way. And this is the only way I'm going to do it. He's like, okay. So yeah. Really? So it was all, you know, it's been great. Right?
Oh, good. I'm happy for you.
Oh, thanks. Now, so I noticed your company name is listed as David J. Santoro, Inc. That's how it should be listed, right? That's how I currently see it.
Yeah, it is. I think that's probably what I'm going to have to do, because legally with my state of New Jersey, that's how it is. So that's what people want.
Yes, correct. And that's how I currently see it listed, so you're perfect on that. Okay, awesome. All right. And then now for the billing, Dave, the card that you're using for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have, the business name, or is it in both?
It's both, really, yeah.
Okay. So how does your name first read on the card? Is it David J. Santoro?
I'd have to get the card, which is not on me, but I think it reads David J. Santoro, Mechanical Contractors, or David J. Santoro, Inc., you know, something that pertains to the business. It's an American Express card.
I'll need to know exactly as it reads on there, because when we run the card, if it doesn't match, it'll kick it back. In the meantime, I'm going to start creating some notes for our technician, and then let me see here. Did you have the card with you, or is that at home?
I have all the, well, I can get it. I think I have the old one, which is the same listing. So if you could hold on for about maybe 30 seconds, I'll try to get it.
Of course. Take your time. I'm going to be looking at the calendar in the meantime for your client interview to see if there's anything available for today for you to get that out of the way.
I'll be right back.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, I'm back. You with me?
Okay, I'm still here.
All right, the way the card reads is actually David Santoro, and then under that, DJ Santoro, Inc., Mechanical.
Okay, so David Santoro, there's no J in there. And then you said DJ Santoro, Inc., Mechanical?
Right.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
What's the billing address for that one?
That's P.O. Box 338 Elwood, E-L-W-O-O-D.
338 is the P.O. Box, right? Elwood?
Right. Elwood.
Zero. And what's the zip?
Yeah, 08217.
08217. Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's American Express.
Okay. What is the card number when you're ready?
Okay, I can give you the card number, but I have to get my expiration date. Hang on 1 second.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, so the card number, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Is 3715-355-843-21000.
3715-355-843-21000, correct?
Correct.
What's the expiration month and year?
5/25.
5/25. And what's the CVV code on the front? The last, or it should be like four numbers.
Yeah, on the front right, it's 7039.
7039. Okay. Now, I want to put a security question here on your account with us. You can either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you want for your security question?
My first pet's name would be good.
Okay. What's your first pet's name?
Friendly.
Friendly? Aw. How cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the best little animal you ever saw.
Oh, really? Dog?
Yeah, was a cat. No, it was a cat.
Oh, a cat?
Actually, yeah, I'll give you a little short story. It's interesting. I was at a customer's house doing some work.
Okay.
The cat had a litter of kittens, and one of the kittens was following me around constantly.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, sure. So I took it home. I raised it for like 13 years. I had that cat.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my cousin was just telling me her dog. So there was these kittens outside of her apartment. And she's like, these poor babies are out there, like it's cold, and her daughter's been crying hysterically. Please, mommy, can I have one? Please, can I have one? Well, lo and behold, she said, yes, Amaya, just wait, okay? We'll pick one of them. Well, she brought one of the kittens in, and she goes, that wasn't even the kitten I wanted. I wanted the gray one, and she went for this other one that was like a black with, I don't know, some other color. But, yeah, so now my cousin's like, so we adopted a kitten.
Yeah, cats are great pets. They really are. I think. But
the only bad part is my cousin has allergies, so she's been sneezing up a storm. So she's like, yeah. But the sacrifices you make for your kids, right?
Right. Exactly.
So what I'm gonna do now, before I process your payment, I'm gonna walk you through a voice verification recording. It's for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. And we'll send it to you also in writing. Now, as I'm walking you through it, Dave, if there's something you don't understand, I just want you to please do me a favor and just say, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Sure. Good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Dave, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Now?
Yes, please.
Okay, David J. Santoro, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
David Santoro, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
When it is possible, yes. But that would
yes,
be a hard
we know. We know sometimes, Dave, that when we call you, you might be in the middle of a job, right? All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 hours. Okay? We know that you can't call right at that moment, so at least respond within 24 business hours is what we're saying. Now,
well,
one
I
thing.
Know it's you, yeah. If I know, you know, you say third-party vendors, but if I don't know that they're affiliated with Local Splash. Then I
yes, and I'm
going to
explain that.
I
will explain that to you. So what this means is this. You might get a call from someone trying to sell you another type of online product. We're telling you they're not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month. Even if someone called you and said, oh, you need to pay $5 for your verification, you give them absolutely no money. You take down their phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us immediately. That is not our company. We're never going to call you to ask you to pay more than $299 a month. How you can identify if it's us that you're talking to on the phone, ask them, what's my security question? They're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay? We're just saying this. We might have an update on your account. Okay? And we might call you and leave you a message. We'll probably even text you too or email you. We're going to just ask that you at least respond within 24 business hours. That's it. Okay? And even if we call you, still ask, what's my security question? You should always be asking that anytime we call you or someone who claims to be us. Okay?
Well, if you send me a text, how can I ask that question?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we send you a text, it's because we've tried calling you, right? You would have received a call first. We always ask you, what's your preference when we're communicating with you? Do you prefer that we call you, text you, or email? We're always going to ask you that.
Yeah.
So you let us know what your preference is.
Yeah, my preference would be text.
Okay.
Text would work better because otherwise,